Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley will announce that she is exiting the presidential race. Her decision following just one win on Super Tuesday in the state of Vermont. Barring any unforeseen issues, that means voters will be left with the same choice they had 4 years ago. Here's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Nikki Haley said she wanted to offer voters a choice, that Americans didn't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch. She did well with self-described liberals and moderates who voted in GOP primaries where the rules said they could. She won the Republican contests in Vermont and Washington, D.C. She got more than 40% of the vote in New Hampshire and about a third of the vote in a few other states. One question now is, where will those voters go in November? Might they support Trump, Biden, someone else? Or just stay home.
Haley not expected to endorse Trump, but will instead encourage him to earn the votes of those who supported her. This is ABC News. Back to work today in the trial on involuntary manslaughter charges for the father of Ethan Crumbly. That's the Michigan teenager who killed four of his classmates at a school shooting in Oxford, Michigan, 3 years ago.
James Crumbly now on his own trial. They're going through the process of sitting the jury. He and his attorneys did try to get this moved. That was denied by the judge. So this is yet another trial. The same four charges, the same prosecutors, the same judge. But it will be a different jury, which means you could certainly get a different result. And there's going to be a lot of new evidence introduced against James that was not introduced against Jennifer.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault covering the trial. Amid rising violence in Haiti, the embattled prime minister has shown up in Puerto Rico. Gangs demanding that Ariel Henry step down, attack the country's main airport this week. And the opening ceremonies for the Paris Summer Olympics won't be quite as open as organizers had hoped. Amid fears of terrorism, they now say they have to cut plans to make free tickets available to the public. Guests will now be by invitation only. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Now that Super Tuesday is over, the presidential candidates are shifting focus to Wisconsin in the general election. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today. Harris and Labor Secretary Julie Hsu are in Madison talking about workers' rights, union jobs, and the economy. A new report finds people are almost as likely to find a good-paying job in rural areas as urban ones. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says it's a matter of training people for the right jobs.
There ought to be just closer ties between the labor force and educators so that we are actually educating people for the jobs that actually exist rather than jobs we wish would exist.
The Georgetown study finds rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared with 54% in urban areas. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 16th at Legion Post 182 here in Park Falls, it's the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet. Starting with a social hour at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30, there will also be gun raffles, games, and auction. Tickets are $25, and to purchase tickets, please call Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413. There will only be 125 tickets sold, so order early.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A slugfest between the Brewers and Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A combined 29 hits between the two teams, but the Giants came out on top 13-8 over the Brewers. Rhys Hoskins, who turns 31 later this month, got his first home run as a Brewer.
I'm just excited to be a part of it and excited to see what I can do to help these guys to bring another division championship back to Milwaukee.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have slipped dramatically, losing 7 out of their last 9 games, but a report by by CBS Sports says they still expect Wisconsin to make the final cut for the NCAA tournament. Marquette hosts number 2 ranked UConn, but without Tyler Kolek dealing with an oblique muscle injury.
Obviously an opportunity to play a great team. Can't say enough about Tyler Kolek. It's obviously unfortunate that Tyler won't be able to play, but the good news is we feel very confident that he will be able to play at some point very soon.
That's Marquette head basketball coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All area boys teams are gearing up for sectional semifinal play tomorrow. Solon Springs, a number 1 seed, they'll take on Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. That game will be played in Amory tomorrow night. The winner plays Saturday night at 7 o'clock. That game will be played in Ashland, and it'll be either Winter or Owen Withy. 4-seeded Owen Withy knocked off Rib Lake, the number 1 seed, to advance. And Winter, the 3 seed, they took down Drummond up in Grandview. Last Saturday night. So Winter and Owen Withy, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. That game will be played in Medford. We'll have it for you right here and at 98QCountry.com. Division 4 Marathon and Auburndale renewing their long-standing rivalry. They'll play for the right to go to the sectional finals on Thursday night. Meanwhile, Cameron and Unity from the North also will play in Division 4 boys action tomorrow.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your Do It Best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Here's the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Thursday, March 7th. Please get those orders in by 1:30. Today they're going to serve up some baked chicken tomorrow, mashed potatoes, gravy, broccoli, and fresh fruit. Give them a call. If you have any questions, order your meal, 715-339-2158, Price County Senior Dining.
Trusted for nearly 60 years, Phillips Medisize is a global leader in front-end design, development, and manufacturing solutions for highly regulated industries, and is a proud Lager United Booster Club sponsor.
I know a lot of you really want the State Farm personal price plan, but what's with the oversharing? Like this message Mateo left.
Jake from State Farm, you should know, orange juice commercials make me cry. I feel bad for the oranges.
You don't need to get that personal. The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunshine this morning with a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a pretty nice day with a high near 50. Wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy down to 30. Tomorrow could catch a flurry or sprinkle in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine recently who told me that the fishers were making a comeback in his region, and he thought they were the largest of the weasel family. I said, I think there is actually one weasel that is larger than the fisher. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
My friend thought that the fisher was the largest of the land weasel, and I said, no, I think there's one that's bigger. It is the Wolverine. Wolverines are quite rare. They're found in the Arctic Boreal and the Alpine regions of northern Canada, Alaska, Siberia. They're native to the European Russian regions, the Baltic countries, even the Russian Far East, like Northeast China and Mongolia. But you don't find too many wolverines down in the lower 48 like it was in the past. It's kind of interesting that there are sports teams that have been named after the wolverine. There's a Michigan college that has a football team that's named after the Wolverines, and they haven't seen a wolverine there since 2004. It was the first confirmed sighting in Michigan in 200 years. Wolverines are considered quite aggressive, but there haven't been any reports of them attacking humans in the wild. It's an incredible animal and the largest of the land-roaming weasels. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone drop.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
Special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Shows and the movies, get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing, still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time.
It's 8:16 and we've got another edition of Reality Radio. Lots of good local stuff today. Joel here. Look at here. Austin's even showing interest this morning. Look at that. The sun comes out. Groundhog's Day has come and gone. St. Patrick's Day is around the corner and Austin's in the studio. Sure signs of spring. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, doing all right. Didn't like the frost on my windshield this morning. Yeah, but I'm happy that's all that was there.
Yeah, 18 or 19 degrees. Not
terrible.
Not too bad.
We've been spoiled, but...
Yeah, 50 again today and tomorrow.
I'll take that.
Yeah, a lot of sunshine going on here today. That report we just had, that outdoor report, talked about the fact that the Michigan Wolverine, of course, the Wolverine is the Michigan University's, it's their mascot. There hasn't been a Wolverine spotted in the state of Michigan, they said, for like, I don't know, what they say, 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, something so like that.
I'm sure there's more of a history. And I mentioned to you, I was saying to you and Brianna, I said, well, at least Wisconsin, at least we got Badgers. And then you informed me, through your massive knowledge, that
Wisconsin was not named for the animal that's the badger.
Really?
Really. Instead, back in, I want to say, the mid-1800s, lead miners came to Wisconsin, and because they couldn't afford houses or to build anything, to survive the winters, they took shelter inside of their own mines, and people called them badgers because that's how they lived.
They tunneled inside the mines and created little...
Yeah, they lived in the hills.
Little shelters in there. And then Wisconsin Badgers came along, and they decided, well, maybe it's better to have a mascot that's not a guy with mud all over his face and living inside of a hill. Maybe we could find something a little more attractive.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Miners doesn't really have the same ring to it.
Yeah, so the Badger came to be. I would assume that when Wisconsin used the Badger as their mascot, that they used it with that history in mind, I would guess.
And think of it, though. Badgers are tough little things.
They are. And there's not a lot of them, I don't think, although people who live out and own acres and acres of land may disagree with me, but I remember growing up as a kid at one time seeing a badger hole in the ground, and they can be rather big, and my dad just said, don't put your hand down there.
No, don't. You might not take it back out.
Because, I mean, chances are the badger's probably way down in there, but yeah, they're very aggressive.
Very territorial.
Can be very territorial, but they're also, they don't want anything to do with humans either. I mean, you just don't see... When's the last time you saw, like, a badger crossing the road?
I mean, fair enough, I guess. Sometimes I don't want anything to do with humans either.
Yeah, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Austin, our version of the badger. If he starts burrowing into the floors of 98Q, we'll know it's not a good day.
Just watch your step.
Just watch your step. Lots of good local stuff. We'll be talking with the youngsters from the Shawamigan School. They're putting on the Addams Family musical a week from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they're preparing, and they're going to be joining us in just a little bit. In fact, we've got them locked in via Zoom. We can see that the room that they will be walking into shortly. So we'll be visiting with them.
They're happy because they get pulled out of class.
Yeah, to start the day. The folks from the Rhinelander Expo, that's going on tomorrow. It's a free event at the Hodag Dome. They got over 80 people, vendors in there. So we'll chat with them at about 8:45 this morning. We got BC Auto Repair. We're going to talk a little bit about their business and some of the things they offer. And we'll talk home show in the about 9:30 or so. Scott Hahn not feeling too good today, so he's going to leave it up to us to chat with John Carlson and some other folks involved with the home show coming up after 9:30. We'll throw a couple of snowballs here. We got a few certificates still remaining to give away. It's 20 past 8. I'm going through the new car blues, Austin. I was watching the Price is Right yesterday. My wife and I like to turn off all the political stuff and the CNNs and the Foxes and just watch on the Pluto channel, the Bob Barker channel. It's very it's very soothing to watch.
Lighthearted.
Price is Right shows from the 70s and 80s. And this show probably was mid-80s, I would guess, maybe late 80s. But one of the prizes they gave away was a Lincoln Town Car. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Lincoln Town Car, but back then it was the creme de la creme. I mean, it was the Cadillac back then. I don't know if Cadillac, I'm sure they were probably around too. But I was shocked to learn that this Lincoln Town Car had a value of over $25,000.
That's it.
Back in the mid-80s.
I mean, yeah, back then, that was a lot of money. I mean,
you're talking about lower-end cars like the Chevette and stuff, $5,000 or $6,000. So you're talking a lot of money for a vehicle that, and I was just absolutely shocked when it said the car has keyless entry in the mid-80s.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know if by keyless entry they meant it had a little like four-digit code that you enter on the door. It might have been. I don't think it's like the fob that we have now and stuff like that. But they were listing some of the amenities of the car, and I thought, man, I mean, a lot of that stuff was around back then.
Mm-hmm.
But they just didn't put it into cars because we didn't have enough money to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have been blessed to, my wife and I got a new car a couple weeks ago, so this whining will probably fall on deaf ears, and I understand. But man, buying a new car, getting a new car and hopping into it and learning everything that's in the car is painful, to say the least, for a guy who's approaching his latter years.
Sometimes you just need to take a seat and poke the buttons, see what they do.
Well,
and then hope that you know how to undo what the buttons did.
Here's the very least I expect out of a car. When I get in the car and it says music or audio, mm-hmm. and if I hit the power button, I'm expecting the radio to come on.
Mm.
But it doesn't.
You have Bluetooth, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So do I.
There's Bluetooth, there's OnStar, there's whatever else. There's Wi-Fi available, I guess. You can pay so much a month and have the Wi-Fi, have like wireless, whatever, the cell signal basically in the car. It's got a whole bunch of stuff. So mm-hmm. yesterday I'm driving this car for the first time. I've driven it back and forth to work, which is like a mile or less. So all I've done is just turn on the heated seat and turn on the heated steering wheel. That's about all I've done.
Heated seats are great.
Yeah. So I haven't really delved into much else. So yesterday I had to go pick up a friend. We were going over to Hayward. So he gives me his address because he had recently moved, and I'm thinking, well, I'm used to doing that through the phone. I can just put it in my phone and it'll Bluetooth to the mm-hmm. whatever. Well, let's just say that my GPS on my phone and the GPS in the car didn't like it that they were both trying to do it at the same time.
Mm.
And they both looked at me like, you can't do this.
Pick one of us, not both.
And I'm just looking at my car saying, would you tell me how to get to this person's house?
You have invoked the greasel car salesman of the studio.
Oh, Big G's here.
Hey.
Yes, Big G.
I know a little bit about cars.
Can you tell me how to turn my headlights on?
yeah, I could probably do that.
Okay.
Not on the air.
All right. You went through this, Big G, for many, many years teaching the older generation how to deal with the new bells and whistles of a car, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, it's just painful.
There's a plethora of all kinds on these new cars. They're just incredible.
It's just a learning curve, but... I mean, I struggled. I literally got in the car with my friend and we're on our way to Hayward, and I told him, I said, I have no idea how to turn the radio on as I'm driving down the road. I do have my Bluetooth. I can do that. I got a couple podcasts, so that shows up. And obviously there's some... What's that?
You can have the free Civic Media app.
Oh, the free Civic Media app. Yes, of course, too. But man, there's so many bells and whistles in this thing, and it's got the lane change, you know, and it's got the if you get too close to a car in front of you, well, I shut that
forward collision alert.
Yeah. I shut that crap off. Yeah,
yeah.
I shut that off. I don't need to know. I know my wife. I have an alert already, and it's my wife saying, "Watch out."
In fact, between 9:15, I'll be talking with Kathy from BC Auto Repair, and they have all the. Latest equipment to calibrate all these all these ADAS equipment, the Advanced Driver Assistance System equipment.
Oh.
So we'll be going covering a lot of that in the 9:15 hour. So
all right, I can handle that.
All right,
that sounds good. But I think with the sound systems in these cars, they got the Bluetooth and they got the OnStar, and there's a lot going on. I feel radio doesn't get respected. I mean, we should have, you hit the power button and it should always go to 98.3, right?
Well, we can set it up for you, Joel.
Okay.
After you're done here, I can set that up for you.
You can set it up, all right.
Yep, no problem.
Appreciate that. I still haven't put gas in my car yet. My wife did that.
But okay.
The car doesn't have a gas cap. You just press the door, it pops open.
It's one of those.
And it's got the little bell, just a little seal on there.
Meanwhile, mine, I have to hold the door closed with Velcro.
Oh, yeah?
That's been around for a few years.
Well, it's been a while. So we're moving forward. And the backup camera, I have to say the backup camera is kind of nice, But actually, I think I end up turning and looking more with a backup camera.
You should
You're like me. I just can't get it out of that habit to turn it around and looking back.
You should do that anyways, because the backup cameras, they don't show you what's coming.
They don't show you left and right. Right. No, they show you
what's directly behind you if there's like a bike or a garbage can or something.
So I'm still lefting and righting and looking at the screen. I feel like I'm working harder when I'm backing up. For before, you know, back in the day, you just put your right arm over the passenger seat. You know, you turn your one hand on the wheel and you turn around and you back at you and you back up.
I'd argue that's still the better way.
It probably is the better way. The
old habits die hard, and you know, I always look back too. I'll check my blind spot and stuff. So
But the problem is the seats on these cars they're so high with the headrest. It's hard to do that arm around the passenger seat thing. But it used to be the old. You know, Rambler or Rumble seats or whatever, they were really low. You could just reach over and...
Oh, yeah.
Plus, it was a good way to, you know, to make the move on your girlfriend, too.
Oh,
so
there you go.
You got all that going there. Joel, you're backing up again. What's going on? All right, so 9:15, BC Auto going to be in here,
9:15,
right?
I'll be talking with Kathy from BC Auto Repair.
All right, very good. Very good.
I'll let you guys carry on.
All right.
I want to put my two cents in, whether it's worth it or not.
What I need to do, I think what I need to do is I need to spend like a half hour with my car. I just need to go in my car and just like drive in a back street and then stop and then hit this and hit that. I just need
to. You'll find a lot of the things are labeled the same way as your other car. They just are in maybe different spots.
Yeah. The person I was riding with yesterday, I don't think felt very comforted when I picked him up and we took off for Hayward, and I made the comment, I said, I really don't know how to drive this car.
I feel suddenly very safe in this vehicle with
you. Yeah, so I'm just like, just turn some music on or something. I have no idea what's going on over there. It is. I mean, they tell you not to be distracted by your driving and the cell phone and stuff like that. And then they literally put a TV right in the middle of the front seat.
They give you a full computer right there.
So
that's the thing now. I mean, they're just, you talk about inattentive driving, but holy cow, you got to pay attention to everything, it seems. There's so many distractions in these new vehicles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we used to have the map. You used to drive the car down the road, and you had this big, like, 3-foot by 3-foot map that you would peer above to see if you're hitting anybody.
If you were lucky, you had a passenger that could look at it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we could turn the teen driver mode on.
What's that? What's the
The teen driver mode is when teenagers get in the vehicle, they have to buckle the seats, but they can even turn the radio on. Okay. It even keeps track of like their mileage and how hard they've been braking and accelerating and speed and everything. So
will my wife have this information too? Or
if you have that on, you can go grab that out of your vehicle.
Okay.
And also get emailed to you on your OnStar report also.
Well, so. Maybe I don't want to know how to drive. Maybe I don't want to know.
You learn a lot about yourself.
I don't know what that bump in the road was. Yeah. All right, Big G, we look forward to hearing your chat with BC Auto Repair at 9:15. Right. We're going to talk. We're going to talk a little Adams Family with the Shawamigan Drama Department coming up next.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
We'll get to some news here in a little bit. Birthdays, if you got a birthday, 715-762-3221. Joel here, Austin's in here, and we've got a little theater to talk about. We've got Mr. Donner, Mr. Mark Donner, and some of the members of the Adams Family musical that is being presented a week from this weekend at the Shawamigan School. So, Mr. Donner, we'll say good morning to you first of all. Good morning.
Good morning, Joel. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks for being a part of it. So, the Adams Family musical. Well, first of all, before we get to that, was the request put in for me to do a... for me to be the backup Lurch in case something happens to Lurch? Was that request?
I think that'd be a great idea. You're a good understudy.
Yes, I could do that. I could handle that. Yep. I've been working on it for years. You, know, you rang.
You can roll. Yes.
It's just Joel at 6 in the morning.
So I love Lurch. Lurch is awesome. All right, so Adam's Family, the musical, Mr. Donner, have we done this one before, or is this new for you?
It is our first time that we will present it. We were doing it in 2020, and then, of course, the COVID pandemic came, and we were shut down the week of the show. So I'm really anxious to perform this show for the community. A lot of good music, a lot of comedy. Familiar characters that a lot of people my generation grew up watching on TV, the Morticia and Gomez and Lurch and Fester, and I mean it's just fun.
Yeah. Do we have an MC Hammer song in this? Is the MC Hammer song make an appearance in this Adams Family reunion or musical?
I'm not sure. I'm not up on MC Hammer song. So what's wrong with that?
Well, he did the theme song for the Addams Family. I think the original, the remake. He did a funky version of it too. Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk with some of the cast members here. So let's talk with the person sitting right next to you there. What's your name?
I'm Nolan Nehoff.
All right, Nolan. What character do you play, Nolan?
I play Gomez.
Okay. All right, Gomez, and for those who aren't familiar with the Addams Family, what's Gomez's character like?
He's kind of he's a very, very family man, puts his family first, and does everything for his family and tries to keep his marriage and family strong.
Okay, what are some of the things you like most about this character, Nolan?
I like a lot of the comedy that comes with it too. Obviously, I'm probably not as funny as Fester, but I do get some of my good comedic moments.
Yeah. Were you familiar with the Addams Family before you did this musical, or were you familiar with the show?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So it must have been a shock for you to see some of the bizarreness of this show, right?
Yeah, definitely. It was overwhelming at first, but I think it's really coming along, so that's good.
All right, Nolan. And you've been in music performances before, Nolan?
Yes, this will be my fifth.
All right, fantastic. All right, who's that sitting next to you? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Jaden Oscar.
Jaden?
Yeah, Jaden.
Oh, okay, what character you play, Jaden?
I play Mal, which is Lucas's dad.
Okay. All right. What are some of the things you like about your character?
I like that he's a little bit snobby and sometimes bossy.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of a quirky show, isn't it? How much fun is this to kind of see it all come together? Because it's different, like none other, right?
Yeah, it's very different, and I don't know. It's been a real fun time playing the parts and stuff.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's go behind you there. I have folks in the radio don't know we're on Zoom, but let's go back left there. Who do we got there?
I'm RG Salvador.
Okay, and what character do you play?
I play Lucas, who's Wednesday's boyfriend.
Wednesday's boyfriend. Okay, all right. So what are some of the things you like about... Have you been in performances before?
No.
No? Okay, so this is your first. What are some of the things... What are some of the things you're enjoying about your first theatrical event here?
It's fun singing and learning dances.
Some of the songs have to be kind of they're fun, right? I mean, they're not just traditional songs. A lot of fun stuff, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of up tempo. Yep.
Yeah, a lot of up tempo. All right. And who do you got next to you back there?
I'm Maya Oswald.
All right, Maya. What character do you play, Maya?
I'm Grandma Adams.
Grandma Adams, okay. Describe your character a little bit for us.
She's kind of a head case, and she's really old, and she drives the whole plot of the musical, basically.
Okay.
It's definitely a character I have to step out of my box for.
Okay. So she drives the whole... How does she do that? Or is it kind of centered around her, or what?
Surprise.
What's that again?
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Oh, okay. All right. I like that. We'll leave them hanging a little bit. Have you been in other performances?
Yes, I've Yes, this would be my sixth performance.
All right, fantastic. All right, and who else do we have back there?
Hi, my name is Lila Berenger.
All right, Lila, what character do you play?
I play Wednesday Addams.
Wednesday Addams, okay, all right. One of the kids, I guess, on the in the family, right?
I do. Okay. Yeah, it's a really fun character. It's a different character for me because I'm normally playing the bubbly characters, but it was really fun to play a different character.
Yeah, because she's, if I remember from the show, she's very low-key and just not much emotion. Is that right?
Yeah, very dark and manipulative.
Yeah.
So it's a fun character to play.
The whole family's dark, okay? I'll tell you that much right now.
Wednesday's on a different level.
Yeah, Wednesday's on a different level. And so you interact with, who is it, Pugsley, her brother? Is that who it is?
Pugsley, yep. Pugsley. I love to torture Pugsley.
Gotcha. Okay.
I kill a lot of birds.
Okay. All right. And who else do we have back here?
I'm Angelina Wilson. I'm the assistant director and choreographer of the musical.
Oh, okay. And how much of a challenge is this for you, putting together this musical?
It's a very dancey musical. So some of our musicals, the actual dialogue moves the play along. Whereas in this musical, I think a lot of the movement and plot really happens through the songs. So it's been really fun. We have a ton of dancing that these kids do, and they never cease to blow my mind. I really give them challenging choreography. I do hold high expectations, and boy, do they need it. It's really exciting to see what they do.
Yeah, so. That's fun. That's fun. Always challenging. And Mark, a challenge also as a director to get kids kind of into this silly, bizarro world of the Addams Family, right? To have them kind of buy into this whole quirky thing that the Addams Family is, right?
I think they all went 100% for it. They really didn't have to do much selling.
So you're saying they're quirky to start with, is that what you're saying?
But they're all great kids. Yeah. They're all busy kids. They're all great kids. They're really doing an outstanding job. We have three performances on the weekend of March 15th, 16th, and 17th. 7:30 on Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock on Sunday. You will not be disappointed if you come out to support the kids. It's a fun show, and you'll be very entertained.
Yeah. So is it in the pamphlet where you have all the information of who's playing what character, who is the hand of Thing? Is Thing in this production?
I think we're going to put a Thing at the beginning during the overture because it's really not indicated in the script.
Okay.
Thing, but Thing is such a important thing to the Addams Family.
Yes. I was going to say, if you're running short of people, you know, that's something I'm available for, to back up Lurch, and I can do the hand, too. I can do the Thing. Because,
you can do the commercial for the dish soap with your hands. You got the nice hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. So next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we're going to have some more kids back on, I believe, next Wednesday, Mark. Is that right?
Probably some of the same ones, but we really want to promote the show, get it out there so people know that it's happening.
Okay. All right.
Something to do in our community.
So. Yeah, fantastic. All right, Mark, thank you so much. And students, thank you so much for taking time to join us.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it very much, Mr. Donner, and students of the Shawamigan presentation of the Addams Family. Austin, have you watched the Addams Family, the old shows or the new ones? Are you familiar with this at all?
I am very familiar with it. That is a favorite show in my house.
Oh, really?
Even saw a bit of Wednesday as well.
See, Addams Family and the Munsters, I love both of those shows, and my wife is not a big fan of either one. So I got to take moments where she's like gone, maybe somewhere, and I'm just searching for Addams Family or the Munsters because it is.
Both classics.
The Addams Family is just so bizarre. I mean, I remember watching the episodes when I was a kid back in the 70s, and you just never knew, you know, Uncle Fester puts a light bulb in his mouth and it lights up, and then Gomez had the obsession, I think, with the trains and blowing them up.
They're just goofy and bizarre. And
it's just bizarre. And them and the Munsters were around, right around the same time. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of a unique time. For television. We're going to talk about the Rhinelander Expo coming up tomorrow. We'll do that after the news.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley will announce that she is exiting the presidential race. Her decision following just one win on Super Tuesday in the state of Vermont. Barring any unforeseen issues, that means voters will be left with the same choice they had 4 years ago. Here's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Nikki Haley said she wanted to offer voters a choice, that Americans didn't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch. She did well with self-described liberals and moderates who voted in GOP primaries where the rules said they could. She won the Republican contests in Vermont and Washington, D.C. She got more than 40% of the vote in New Hampshire and about a third of the vote in a few other states. One question now is, where will those voters go in November? Might they support Trump, Biden, someone else, or just stay home?
Haley not expected to endorse Trump, but will instead encourage him to earn the votes of those who supported her. This is ABC News.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More veterans might someday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State Universities. Vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing today would cut that time to 3 years. Veterans and their families can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at state universities or technical colleges. Nursing teachers are warning about a for-profit college trying to open campuses in Milwaukee and Madison. Barbara Nichols is with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. She says the Arizona College of Nursing may be trying to take advantage of a shortage of nursing instructors in Wisconsin.
You can make more money working as a nurse practitioner with your master's or doctorate than teaching.
Former students in other states are suing the school, accusing it of predatory practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 17th at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut, it's Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner, featuring bingo at 1 p.m. and at 4 p.m. it'll be booyah. Adults get in for $6, students for $3, and preschool are free. Once again, that is Sunday, March 17th at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut for Knights of Columbus Booyah Dinner.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's senior night for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The regular season winding down as number 8th ranked Marquette hosts number 2 ranked UConn in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles played without their center, Osa Iguodaro, in their loss to Creighton. Head coach Shaka Smart.
He's feeling much better. Yeah, he had a really tough flu bug. You know, literally wasn't able to leave the hotel. But he's doing much better. He practiced yesterday.
NFL, the Packers did not use the franchise tag on any of their players. Talks continue with Aaron Jones and right guard John Runyon. Otherwise, several other players like A.J. Dillon, safety Darnell Savage, are headed for free agency. NBA, the Bucks have won 6 in a row now since the All-Star break.
You know, guys just talking, communicating, doing what the coach asked of us. We drill things and drill them, and it's been like muscle memory for us now to go out there and you can plug and play guys, and you know, the thing, our system still looks the same no matter who's out there.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And the Winter Boys basketball team in action tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30. They're taking on Owen Withy down in Medford in sectional semifinals. Well, we've been talking about the big Rhinelander Expo going on tomorrow, and we have got Rachel with us to tell us more about that. Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're going to have a beautiful day here in the Northwoods again tomorrow. Good day for people to venture over to the Hodag Dome, right?
Yes, it's going to be such an amazing day. We've got, it's called the Up North Community Expo, held in the Rhinelander Hodag Dome. So it'll be definitely worth the drive.
All right, let's give people an idea of the variety of vendors that we have that'll be there tomorrow.
Absolutely. So we have 85 vendors from 7 different counties. So it truly is a collaboration of Northwoods businesses and nonprofits. You can come, you can see what different opportunities are out there. You can learn about different technologies. We've got different schools. We've got colleges. We have all different kinds of industries, manufacturing. We have nonprofits that are, you know, you can sign up for volunteer opportunities. We have 39 booths that are hiring. If you're looking for employment, it really is something to see, and there's all different kinds of varieties.
Yeah, I'm free to come and go as they want, right?
Absolutely. Completely free. It's from 11 to 5.
All right. And is there a little lunch or anything being served over there too, Rachel?
Yep, there's, we have the Lions Club. It has lunch and refreshments available during the day here. And at night, we also have a nighttime portion, which is from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Roman Cinema across town. And that basically has got food vendors, and you can sample food, wine, beer, and just kind of have a relaxing night after the expo. So, oh. And that is $10 at the door.
This is a test of the Wisconsin Emergency Alert System. In the event of an emergency, this system would bring important information to you. This message will now repeat. This is a test of the Wisconsin Emergency Alert System. In the event of an emergency, this system would bring important information to you. This test is now concluded.
Apologize for that EAS monthly test update, but I want to reiterate again how cool that dome is over there. And if folks haven't been there, like I was starting to say before I got cut off there, is that you're getting used to that place over there because you've had it for a little while now. But what a great facility that is, not only for Rhinelander but for the whole area, right?
It really is. It's a benefit to the entire Northwoods. We have teams that come from hours away to practice here, play here, have tournaments here, and this is a great excuse to come and see it. And the minute you walk in, you're just blown away by the gravity of how large this is and all the different activities that you can do all in one place.
And the pickleball, Rachel. My gosh, the pickleball.
Oh, my goodness. I'm here right now as we are setting up for this expo, and I'm looking at about six different pickleball courts full of people.
Yeah, that's gotten crazy. What a great asset. So tomorrow, what time do we open up in the morning tomorrow?
11 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow.
All right. At the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Well worth the drive over if it's a few minutes away. All right. Hope it's a great day over there for you, Rachel, tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well worth the drive, folks, if you want to hop in. This would be a good time for me to hop in my new car and go and go learn all the bells and whistles and go to the Hodag Dome, right?
Absolutely. Just make sure you don't try to learn the bells and whistles as you're driving.
No, that's probably not a good idea.
Best idea, park in front of your garage or something just to see if you can figure out at least the headlights.
Yeah. Yeah. Birthday wishes today. We've got twins. We've got, I wrote this myself and I can't even read my handwriting.
Then there.
We've got the Burger Boys who are celebrating. We've got Braxton. Boy, I wrote the first name and now I can't even read it. What do you think?
Your guess is as good as mine. Binky,
I apologize, Burger Boys, that I scribbled my own reading here and scrabbled my own reading here earlier this morning. But they are celebrating a seventh birthday, the Burger Boys, the twins. So happy birthday to you today. Mm. All right. Let's see if we got any celebrity birthdays to talk about here of any significance. Trent Wilmon of the country music fame, 51 today. Shaquille O'Neal, you know who that is, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. He was a huge NBA star. He's just a large, large man.
He was a huge NBA star, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, just a big dude. And now he's
a guy.
Now he's an NBA TV analyst, and he's pretty good. He's pretty good at what he does. He's all over the endorsements, the general insurance ads, and he's just got 10, 20, 30, I don't know how many endorsements he has, but he's everywhere.
Got a lot of money.
Just kind of a likable guy, retired basketball star. He is 52 today. Connie Britton, the TV actress from Smile, Dirty John, American Horror Story, is 57. Skip Ewing, country singer, is 60. D.L. Hughley, the actor from The Brothers, TV's The Hughleys, is 61. Tom Arnold, he was with Roseanne there for a while, was on the Roseanne TV show and stand-up comedian. Tom Arnold is celebrating a 65th birthday today. Rob Reiner. He, of course, was a meathead on All in the Family. He was Archie Bunker's son-in-law, and then he went on to great things after that. He his directing abilities, This Is Spinal Tap, he got a Best Picture Oscar nomination, A Few Good Men, and he won a couple Emmys, too, for All in the Family, which he was an actor in. 77 for Rob Reiner today. Ben Keith, the multi-instrumentalist and producer. He played with Neil Young and others, Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces. He born on this day, 1937, passed in 2010. Marion Barry, the Mississippi native and civil rights activist, was elected mayor of Washington, D.C. four times. And then he got caught, he had some drug problems. He got caught videotaped smoking crack. Not sure how that happens when you're a four-year elected politician. Ooh. Marion Barry, born on this day, 1936, passed in 2014. Ed McMahon, this is probably from before your era, but was Johnny Carson's sidekick on the old Tonight Show from back in the late 60s, 70s, into the 80s. Mm. Jack Parr did the original Tonight Show and then Johnny Carson. So Ed McMahon, the sidekick, he later did a lot of TV shows. He hosted some of the blooper shows and hosted Star Search show, him and Dionne Warwick. 1923, he was born. Ed McMahon passed back in 2009. And Country Music Hall of Famer Bob Wills, the king of Western swing. Oh, Bob. You know the old country, right, from the 20s?
Not necessarily, actually.
Hang on. I got to have a Bob. I got to give you just a flavor of Bob Wills here. Let's see here. What can we do? I'm trying to recognize one. Baby. No, we don't need a baby. It's cold outside. How about, let's try this one here. Let's see if this gives us a little Western swing here. Brianna, you know Western swing music, right?
No idea.
Okay. Here we go. This is a good flavor of Bob Wills for you. See, in the background, you just go,
Thomas, deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Where in dreams
I feel catchy, the isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, simple. Beneath the stars all along. There I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above. A moonlit path that only
she could be that guy in the background. It just goes,
song of love.
That's the echo.
Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart.
Uh-huh.
Call back my rose of sin and tone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart.
You can tell that guy loves his job.
Speak once again of my
I could do that. I could have been one of the Jordanaires, and I could have done that behind Bob Wills.
Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose of sin and tone. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart.
Yes, yes.
Speak once again of my love, my own broken song, empty words.
And the Texas Playboys, they call them. There you go. Bob Wills, born on this day. All right, so Brindley and Braxton. So I apologize deeply for being such a moron. So the Berger twins, Brindley and Braxton, celebrating a 7th birthday today. And what's that one there? Here, my eyes just aren't focusing very well here today.
This is, I want to say, Paul Blomberg. from Betty. It's his birthday today.
All right, all right. Paul, happy birthday to you today. Everybody goes in for the cake drawing. How about we throw some snowballs here before we get into the news? Caller 4, if you have not won twice, you're eligible. Give it a try, 715-762-3221. We'll throw some snowballs next. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Lauren Wielowski Ball, CPA in Phillips. For all of your bookkeeping and accounting needs, 715-339-6985.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win. Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunshine this morning with a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a pretty nice day with a high near 50. Wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy down to 30. Tomorrow could catch a flurry or sprinkle in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The music means it's time to try to give away some stuff in our snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown. Who is this?
It's Bob.
Hey, Bob. What's up today?
We're on halfway through the week, hump day.
Gonna go out and mow your lawn today, Bob? What do you think?
That's about it. It's pretty hard to find any snow to throw snowballs, but we're gonna try.
And we'll try. Oh, we stockpiled it. We got the shed still just dripping with snow, literally. Yeah. Great. All right. All right. Here we go. Let's spin the wheel here, Bob. Let's see what we got here for you. Looks like we have got $25 to Leisure City in Woodruff. And here we go there, Bob. You need to pick Gunner A or Gunner B. Which one is sighted in, Bob? Which one's going to make you a winner?
We're going to go with B.
He's going to go with B. Let's see if that's the one. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Jack Frost. We're going to have a little fun.
Free for all! Yeah!
Now for some real fun. Let's go, shall we?
Here we go.
You missed me!
Didn't get her this time, Bob, but we still got a few more chances. Hope you have a great day. Thank you much.
You as well.
All right. No, we didn't do her that time. We didn't have you giving advice. That's why.
Now that's your mistake there, Joel. You didn't ask.
I think you were two for two that last time.
Shockingly enough, you
and Gray in here doing the whole thing. All right. We'll get to the news in just a moment, and then we'll come back, talk a little BC Auto Repair, get to know them, and talk Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show on Reality Radio.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today.